Today, we join together with Christians around the world as we remember those who have been instrumental in passing the mantle of faith on to us. We are continuing as we pick up the leg of the journey in 2012 and 13 that was nearly started over 100 years ago on this corner of Blackman and 4th Street in Clinton, Indiana. The founders, the movers and the shakers in 1914, had a vision for making disciples of Christ in Clinton as they built the church. The passage begins, "Therefore we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us." As Nicole read, Eugene Peterson sees this great cloud of witnesses as these pioneers who blaze the way. All these veterans are there cheering us on. Can you see their faces? John Vanist, the first white settler who was born in Vermilion County, helped birth the church of the Methodist societies, and they started meeting in his barn every 4 weeks. Later, a little brick church was built. A frame church followed the brick one in 1831, and this building was at the corner of Walnut and Main Streets. And then in 1852, it was replaced by a larger frame building located on the opposite corner. Finally, a frame building was erected on the same site now used. The building was enlarged and remodeled, but continued to be the church home until 1915, when the old structure was replaced by this building, built of Clinton brick and having a seating capacity of 800, and it was built for the sum of $12,000. Isn't that just astounding to think that this beautiful building was built for the sum of $12,000? The organ and chimes were donated, as were the beautiful stained glass windows. Generations of men and women who walked the streets of Clinton worked hard to maintain, dream, and live committed Christian lives through the Great Depression, through World War I and World War II, the Korean War, the Cold War, good times, bad economic times that our country and our community has faced. We have endured. We have overcome. And our community has stood together. And they have shared God's love with each one of you who are here today. It may have been through a Sunday school class, a vacation Bible school, a worship service. They may have touched your lives through a cantata, youth group, a church camp opportunity. Maybe it was inviting you to go on an Emmaus walk, a faith mission weekend. No matter how they touched your life, they reached out to you, and you were touched by the love of God in such a powerful way and became a part of this cloud of witnesses who is here today to worship and to continue spreading the faith of God to the generation that is alive and well today and to the next generations. As we remember those who helped form your faith as it is today, let us pay honor and tribute to the saints in your lives, those who have been faithful witnesses for Jesus Christ. Maybe it's a saint you're sitting next to today that was so instrumental in leading you to Jesus Christ. Maybe it's someone who attends another church. Maybe it is someone who has already received their eternal reward in heaven. I'd like you to take this time now to share the name of someone who has touched your life. Because, folks, someone led you to Jesus Christ. Someone shared their faith, and maybe it was many someones. Because faith is shared, it's passed on. And today we honor that great cloud of witnesses, the saints who have touched our lives. And as names are shared, I want you to respond by saying, "Thank you for their witness, Lord." So, who has touched your lives? Randy.
I didn't know where you were going with that, but I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking about shout outs. And I was looking in the congregation here and thinking about all the names that were coming to my mind that were saints and when I first came here in 1969. You folks probably aren't going to know because you're all excited and hungry. But I was on that. I was thinking of Bill Satterley and Mary Ellen Hellman and Gertrude Ewing and Hazel C. and all those folks that were here. Mr. Satterley, Mr. Timmerman, wonderful people, Reverend Smith, mainstay, going to the ball game. That's people that affected my life. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for their witness, Lord. Others? Sandy.
Like Randy, I can name all kinds of people in this church, outside the church that led me there, but I'm just going to lift up Carla Coleman's name. She touched my life in a very special way. So thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for her witness. Others.
Well, I haven't said something about the church family. I'm going to go try to begin the name because I couldn't name them all. But also my parents and my grandma Nona.
Thank you, Lord, for their witness.
We've not been here at this church for... Well, we've been here 5 years, I think, or 6 years. But I went to the Baptist Church in St. Bernice from the time I was a child, and that's where Nicole went as a child, and the girls even went there some. And there was a lot of people there that have the same meaning to us as the people that you guys are mentioning. And some of them are Aretha Mueller. She was a big influence in our lives. And Ray Williams, I've been married for... since I was 18, but he still called me Sally Thomas, which was my maiden name, and he'd laugh about it, but that was okay. And there were so many others. As a kid, I went to Sunday school and church by myself, and lots of people from the church would give me rides to and from. And Art and Odetta Bowser, our pastor when I was a child, and then Reverend Overpeck, when Nicole was a child, she used to cry every time she'd get up to say a piece. She'd want to say a piece, but she'd cry. And one Sunday in particular, he held her, and she still cried, but she managed to get her piece out. So she wasn't the outgoing person that she is now. But there was lots of people there that had that kind of influence on our lives, and I'm thankful for them.
Thank you, Lord, for their witness. Others? Tom. Thank you, Lord, for her witness. Others? Larry?
When I was in
100
years ago.
I heard you haven't matured yet.
That's true. Some people say that. A lady named Martha Drake
Some of you may know her, some of you may not. Talked me into going to the Baptist church when I was little. And fortunately, she tried to make me a Baptist, but I did see the light.
Thank you, Lord, for her witness. Others?
My mom and my grandparents, there's never been a time that we haven't been to church, and it wasn't an option. It was like, yay, it's Sunday, we get to go to church. And so I wouldn't be where I am without them taking me. And then Carol, once we got here, made me want to have like a better like relationship with God. So
thank you, God, for their witness.
This may sound like a put-up job, but Chet and his family are the ones that brought me to this church, and I thank you for them.
Thank you, Lord, for their witness.
Well, I like so many of you. I could just name people that have influenced my life over the years. One person that always comes to mind is Amelia Manship. I was very young when I started coming here, and she just took me under her wing and taught me so many things. And anytime I ever make pan chicken, I always think of Amelia because it's her recipe. Also, Grace Smith has just been such a dear, precious soul to me all through the years. But one of the persons that influenced me as much as anyone was our precious Carol Hsu.
Thank you, Lord, for their witness.
I'm going to say the person who brought us to this church is Sarah Neal.
Thank you, Lord, for their witness.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for their witness.
Being military, we went to a lot of different churches, and since we've lived here, Bo and Sarah are the ones who brought Bob and I here, and our first time was Barn Fest, and it poured down rain, and I got soaking wet, and it was fun. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for their witness. Anyone else want to share? Let us pray.